Nolte, Gender Neutral Indie Spirit Awards nominate 8 women leads, only 2 men. By John Nolte on November 23, 2022. The nominations for the Gender Neutral Independent Spirit Awards were announced Tuesday. And in the now gender neutral Best Lead Performance category, and to the surprise of no one, men got royally screwed. The bolded names are the fellas. Best Lead Performance: Cate Blanchett, Tar. Dale Dickey, A Love Song. Mia Goth, Pearl. Regina Hall, Hunk for Jesus. Save Your Soul. Paul Mescal, Aftersun. Aubrey Plaza, Emily the Criminal. Jeremy Pope, The Inspection. Taylor Russell, Bones, and All. Andrea Riseborough, To Leslie. Michelle Yeoh, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Only 2 out of 10 are male. The rest are all female. I don't know their identity is, but they are girls regardless. Yes, Dale Dickey is a woman. Yes, Taylor Russell is a girl. In the less prestigious supporting category, 7 of the nominations are men, while 3 are women. Best Supporting Performance: Jamie Lee Curtis, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Brian Tyree Henry, Causeway. Nina Hoss, Tar. Brian D'Arcy James, The Cathedral. Ke-Huy Quan, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Trevante Rhodes, Bruiser. Theo Rossi, Emily the Criminal. Mark Rylance, Bones, and All. Jonathan Tucker, Palm Trees, and Power Lines. Gabrielle Union, The Inspection. This is nuts. But ideology comes before science, facts, common sense, basic human decency, and fairness. Well, maybe it is fair. After all, men are destroying women's sports, so why not allow women to destroy for men the prestige and wealth that comes with acting awards? Eventually, the Oscars will have to follow suit. What will the Oscars do when some mentally ill, non-binary narcissist starts pitching a tantrum that he or she doesn't fit in one of Oscar's male/female performance categories? You know it's going to happen. Some non-binary weirdo stars in a flop movie no one sees, but the critics gush over. This is followed by a gazillion film Twitter think pieces about the unfairness of it all. This is followed by Oscar caving, going gender neutral, and becoming even more irrelevant. We all know how this works, and those of us who have been paying attention know where it ends. It ends with you being called a bigot if you refuse to allow a hairy drag queen to have sex with your child. It ends with the destruction of the church for the sin of bigotry. That's the endgame. That's always been the endgame. I warned y'all about this during the same-sex marriage 10 years ago and was labeled an alarmist and conspiracy theorist for my trouble. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.